Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we just heard about half an hour of music from the Turks Islands and the Caicos Islands. I don't think there's many Turkish people there, but yeah, the names go back to the Taino language, and yeah, I won't get into that, but yes, they are ancient names mixed with English and probably Spanish and other things. But yes, we just finished with a band. We heard the dub version of a song that we heard earlier, a group called Will and Prophets. So the Unity dub right there, an album from 1983. And that group is made up of four brothers who were born into a family of musicians, the Seymour Brothers. And in the early 80s, they traveled and moved to California to make their album. Yes, and the album's just been reissued, actually. So yeah, bringing back the old Turks and Caicos reggae, TCI for short, what they call the Turks and Caicos. And yeah, Will and Prophets, Unity. Before that, we heard Kino and Kaz, I Was on the Wagon, but I fell off. Too much Barcelo rum, perhaps. Yeah, cool music. Thank you for making it, people. We got next something not so different. We got music from Quantic. And this artist actually happens to be performing this Saturday here in Vancouver, if you're around, at the Imperial on Main Street. Yes, Quantic, the project, the name of Will Holland's music. And he's from England. He lived in Colombia for several years, and now he's based in New York City. And every album is a new adventure for him. He's bringing all these musicians in, and his new project, actually, they put out an album several years back, but he's come back to the Flowering Inferno project, which is his dub reggae project. So, yes, Quantic and the Flowering Inferno, their new album, 1000 Watts, features a lot of guest vocalists, different ones on every track, and this one's got a bit of a Spanish flavor to it, or a Latin American flavor. The vocalist Nidia Gongora right here, and the song Chambaku. Quantic, right now.
Deep as you can.
Music from Sri Lanka. There, somewhere that you don't hear enough music coming from. Yeah, a lot of Pakistani and Indian music reissued over the last, decade or so. And that was, Sri Lanka, the island nation. And it's called Sri Lanka, the golden era of Sinhalese and Tamil folk pop music. And that artist right there was Indrani Pereira. Sounds vaguely Spanish. And the song Eka Dawasak. There you go. Reissued on Acouphone Records, a very small independent label based in France. Yes, music from the 50s through the 80s that they are reissuing. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff. Actually, a band also from Cambodia recently reissued. So, yes, Sri Lanka golden pop right there. And before that, we heard new Canadian musician Emily Kahn, her project Emily and Ogden, Ogden being the name of the harp that she plays, and that is a little EP, the solo versions of songs that were released last year, her album 10,000, featuring guitars, keyboards, and drums, but this is just her and her harp, and the song Closer there. And this is just 10,000 solo, five songs from that LP last year. Emily Kahn from Montreal. And before that, we started the set with Quantic and Flowering Inferno, a cumbia dub number called Chambaku, featuring Nidia Gongora on vocals. Right on. Fun stuff. And just time for a couple more songs on this program. Next, I'll play something I haven't even heard, but a group that's always exciting, a black metal band from Sweden. So this is going to get a little harder than Sri Lankan pop, I imagine. Yes, Opeth also coming to Vancouver fairly soon, I think playing at the Vogue Theater. So, wonderful, wonderful group. They don't just do screamy maniac music. They do a lot. Opeth, the track Sorceress here from their new... brand new LP came out just a couple weeks back. Opeth on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM from a beautiful Burnaby Mountain. We'll be right back. Wow. Wow, wow. Opeth, right there. Swedish metal and more. Sorceress, the title track from their brand new LP. Yes. And this is the end of Wandering Rhythms. Thank you, humans, for all your great things, especially the musical ones as it relates to this show. And man, Thanksgiving, thanks for being alive, breathing that fresh air. It's a wonderful world we live in. And yes, Turks and Caicos was a place we visited. And interestingly, about more people from Turks and Caicos now live in the Bahamas than on the actual Turks and Caicos Islands themselves. So that could be part of the reason it was a challenge to find music. But yeah, like, keep doing that beautiful Caribbean stuff down there. And yeah, that's it for this. One last piece of music, three ladies from somewhere in the reaches of Canada, or maybe not. Anyhow, they're named Joseph. Funny name for three ladies, but anyhow, their new album, I'm Alone, No You're Not, and a song called 100 Ways, right here. Much love to humanity. This is Nick and Wandering Rhythms signing off. Good day.
in the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
This is Bird Note. Snow geese flocks are massive. During migration, they gather in the tens of thousands, and they coordinate their movements with the skill of schooling fish or starlings that turn together on a dime. These snow geese are resting on the surface of the water. Then the sight of a bald eagle spooks them, and they all take flight simultaneously. That big whoosh is the wings of 1,000 snow geese beating together, creating a rush of air like a passing freight train. Here it is one more time. As the tornado of geese whirls in the air, their calls build to an enormous crescendo. Like a school of fish swimming close together when there's a shark, these snow geese use their numbers to protect themselves. Flying in a big, compact flock, they make it harder for a predator to pick off a single bird. It's a display of skill and grace that, for a snow goose, is just a fact of life. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Bird Note is grateful to Dr. Gordon Oriens, a co-founder of Bird Note's Science Advisory Council, for his generous ongoing support.